have some very comical texters in our Mike McFeely Show VIP text club. Texter texts in and says, oh, Mike, KFGO has enough turkeys, too.
Wah, wah, wah.
Very funny. Very clever. But thank you for joining the Mike McFeely Show VIP text club. We will get back to more turkey talk later on in the program. But I want to welcome into the program right now Moorhead Mayor Mark Voxland via the phone and Moorhead City Councilman Mark Altenberg, who stopped by the studio to chat with the mayor and myself today. Guys, welcome to the program. First of all, thanks for taking time out. I appreciate it.
Well, glad to be here.
You bet.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. So here's the story. I'm gonna boil it down as quick as I can, let you guys chat about it. But the Moorhead City Council recently passed an ordinance by a 7-1 vote that would have reorganized city government. And as I understand it, Councilman Altenberg worked on this for some time to get this done. He thought it was kind of the best way to streamline local government. It looked like it was going to be easily passed, and it was by the council. Everybody thought, okay, we're going to move forward. And then Mayor Voxland vetoed it, said, no, I don't want this to happen, and said that you don't think that this is the best way to go forward. First of all, Mayor, I'm going to go start with you first. Why did you veto it? Why did you veto the council's plan to reorganize city government in Moorhead, especially when it seems as though it was passed overwhelmingly with a 7-1 vote?
Well, I'm glad it passed 7-1, but I don't want anything to do with it. I think it's poorly crafted. To me, a reorganization should first and foremost save money for the taxpayers. And secondly, in the 21st century, I think what we need to do is flatten government, make it more responsive. I think going from 4 to 6 departments in the city is actually going back to a 1980s form of city government.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me in. And I'm taking a look, and the mayor had referenced in a memo he sent out last night, the 2002 reorg that Jerry Sorensen put out. You know, and I made a promise a couple months ago that I wasn't going to have any layoffs or staff reductions. And that's the way that Jerry made his savings, was through massive layoffs. And I'm not willing to do that. I don't want to see a reduction in services for the people of Moorhead. But I do want a government that makes sense to the people of Moorhead, the people who pay for this government. And I think having a Parks and Rec department makes sense. I think that having an engineering department makes sense. And I think that having all our business services in one office makes sense for those folks that want to do business in Moorhead.
I should back up maybe one step here and have Councilman Altenberg explain briefly, if you could, Mark,
yep,
the reorganization. What would it entail? What are the details of it, and what exactly would it do?
Well, what I took a look at, and been working on this for about a year and a half. It was brought up by the council in January of 2012, actually, almost 2 years ago now. We have a city engineer. And we call it an engineering department, but it isn't actually a department. It's a division of the city manager. So that had to be fixed. We needed to fix that. We had a CSD department, community services department, that handled everything from rental registration to park services to businesses. And I wanted to break that apart so that people could do a one-stop shop to open businesses in Moorhead, that they would know that their parks and rec person was a department head. And then change the CSD strictly to planning and neighborhood services. So what we did is we added two departments. One of them is the city engineer that had to be done. The other is the parks and rec department. And basically that's the two departments we would add. The engineering department has been recognized as a department for many years. It just wasn't formally a department through ordinance, so we needed to make that change. So in actuality, we're adding one more department, which is the Park and Rec department.
Would you be adding, and the mayor, and I'll let him chat again here in a second, the mayor said, you know, you're going from 4 to 6 departments, and so you're going backwards in terms of making government more efficient.
Yep.
Are you growing the city government of Moorhead? Would you be adding bodies? Would you be adding more layers of city government?
We would add one more department director for this planning and neighborhood services. The deputy city manager would replace what we now have as the assistant city manager. We eliminated the assistant city manager position, which is a cost savings of about $100,000. So adding staff, we've been adding staff over the last couple of years. We just added a business retention and development specialist, an assistant city planner, and another position. So we're trying to grow back some of the city staff that we lost over the last decade. So we would have one more department head, plus we would hopefully elevate an internal person up to that Parks and Rec department lead.
Mayor, is that, you know, adding one more department head, is that growing too large, or your thoughts on what Councilman Altenburg had to say? Hello? Oh, I think we've lost the mayor. So I apologize for that. Try to give him another call back, Pinto. I think we lost Mayor Voxland. How long did you work on this? And how long did the council work on this? Because, again, I'm looking at from the outside looking in, if you have a 7-1 vote, and the only no vote, I believe, was Luther Stuhland, who has a history of voting no for most things in the city of Moorhead, it would seem to then span wards. It would seem to span different viewpoints of the world. It would seem to span a lot of different things, and yet it passed 7-1.
And I worked on this for a long time, many, many months. Had conversations with the city manager going back beginning of this year into last year concerning the engineering department. You know, I've had to give things up, Mike. You know, I wanted to do something the mayor and I talked about, which is the creation of a public safety department that Jerry Sorensen recognized in 2002. Mankato currently has that. I couldn't get traction for that, so I had to let that go. I wanted to have an arts and recreation rather than a parks and recreation. Some folks on the council thought that may be a little too fluffy and hippy-dippy. Okay. So I gave that up. I gave that up as well. And so, you know, it was a lot of compromise, a lot of work, working with Mike Hewlett, working with the city manager, working with the human resource director. And I think, you know, a point that the mayor's bringing up is we should let staff do this. But under the city charter, it is the council who is required to do the reorganization.
Okay, let me get back. We have the mayor back in line. I want to get his voice on here, too. Mayor, the question I asked you, and we must have lost you, was if you're going to add one more department and one more department head, and I think, you know, what, $20,000 something extra cost, is that growing the government or making it larger or less efficient in a big way, or what?
Well, first of all, you're adding two departments, because right now engineering reports to the city manager. It's not called a department. It's a division, just like Parks and Recreation is a division of Community Services. That position in Park and Rec has less supervisory oversight than a department director would. And again, I don't think it's necessary in the 21st century to start creating new silos. I think flattening of the government we did in 2002 was a good first step. I think there are things that we can do to continue on that direction to make government a little more simplified. But although the council is tasked with reorganization, the city council really doesn't understand and see the day-to-day nuts and bolts of what's going on. I don't, and I certainly am at City Hall and at different department areas a lot more than council members. But the interaction of certain people is really important. We want to have people that are doing things that at the end help our citizens. We want those people to be working together. If all of a sudden one group is having to go to one supervisor, another group to another supervisor, all of a sudden that synergy that you're trying to create kind of starts falling apart because they might have different things that are expected of them for their job reviews. I think that we have a fairly good system now. It needs to be worked on, but I think, as I suggested to the council last Monday, I think that we should task the city manager and a couple others to have him create a committee within the city to start looking at department by department. What can we do better? How can we make things more efficient with the people we have, or maybe even reductions on it? How can we deliver good services at a good price for our community? And when we look at what our budget's sitting at for next year, and we have council members that are very resistant to increasing our taxes at all, adding another, you know, the low end is $8,500, but the reality is it's going to be in the $100,000 area to do this reorg. Adding that $1,000, that's another 1%. That you'd have to raise taxes or cut services somewhere else. It just doesn't make sense to do it this way. I think we should have a more full process that really involves our employees a bit and then bring it back and let the council start working on it at that point.
Did the council include you in these conversations, Mayor Voxland? I mean, was everybody involved in the conversation? And because I guess my question would be is how did it get to this point where the council apparently passed it overwhelmingly And then all of a sudden you say, no, I don't want to do it this way. What were there conversations ahead of time or no?
I was part of all the conversations over the last several months that were at the city council dais. If there were a lot of other meetings going on, I certainly wasn't aware of them. I know Mark just mentioned that he had been meeting with Mike Hewlett and the city manager. I know Mike Hewlett was working on his own reorganization things, and what we ended up with is kind of a meld of the two that Mark and Mike kind of put together. Those were all things that were going on outside of council meetings. I know that my council members understand what open meeting rules are, and I know they didn't break those. But the meetings I was at were just the ones that were at the dais.
Mark, your response to what the mayor has to say.
Oh, no. Mark's right. You know, we are very careful with open meeting laws, and we were charged with by the council itself. Mike and I were to meet with Mike Redlinger and Jill Winger, our city manager and human resource director. And what we asked Mike to do was go out and look across Minnesota at different ways that departments are organized in different communities of similar size. And then we took a look at what we need in Moorhead for efficiency and effectiveness and to provide high-quality customer service to the people of Moorhead at a reasonable cost. And we did that openly. We had a committee of the whole meetings. We had discussions of this at the retreat in March. We had at least two city council meetings that this was discussed, if not three. Things have been out there. They've been public. And I did sit down with the mayor about 2 months ago, showed him the org chart, asked for his input, understood his concerns, understood where we were at, and tried to build the biggest coalition I could with staff input. But again, Mike, it's the role of the city council to organize government. It's the role of the city manager to manage that organization. And that has to be clear. It's a manager-council relationship. It's not a manager-only city. So, and I think Mike understood that. He understood where we were going. And, you know, we feel, or I feel, and the council feels in a vote 7-1, that this is as good as we can get with a majority of council members.
Does it cost too much money? One of Mayor Vaxland's concerns is no. It's going to cost too much money.
We got a $20 million payroll. If it costs $100,000, which it won't, it'll cost about $20 because the mayor's not recognizing the $100,000 in cost savings that comes from the elimination of the assistant city manager. If you take a look at the elimination of the assistant city manager, we're looking at maybe $20,000 in a $20 million budget. I don't think that's outrageous, and I think the council will support that.
Mayor Voxen, I'll give you the last word. What do you want to say in response to anything that Councilman Altenburn said?
Well, to me, again, it comes down to the simple fact I've told this to the council the entire time they were going through this. It shouldn't cost their citizens any more money to have the same amount of government we have. We need to have this government of ours flatter so that it's more responsive to our citizens. This plan does neither.
Okay. All right. Mayor, thank you. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for taking time out today. I know you had a busy schedule.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
See you on Monday, Mark.
Yep, see you Monday.
You bet, Mayor Mark Voxland. I told the mayor I was going to give him the last word, Mark, so I don't want to go back on my word. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. Come back again. We'll always like to have you in the program. You bet. Mark Altenburg, City Councilman in the great city of Moorhead.